JC.
Great shift.
Mike, your repeater there. Go ahead again, please.
KO4, HGX. Good afternoon, Jerry.
I thought it was you. I wasn't for sure. First transmission, you didn't really break it open good, but you're fine now.
Close to the house, down in the valley. Might be a little scratchy sometimes.
How you sounding fine now? A little picky fence, but that's you good. Hope you had a good day today.
It's been a bad day. It's one of my longer days, but shops were slow and sales were slow today. But other than that, it was a good day.
Before a weekend like that, maybe tomorrow will be a little better. I guess most places are open on Monday, though, aren't they?
Not where I'm at. Most of the shops will be closed. There'll be a few of them open, but mainly the dealerships and your corporate places, but most of the small, privately owned will be closed.
I understand that then. Well, hopefully business continues to pick up. I hope so, for sure. At least the gas prices are down a little bit.
It might be down, but diesel went up again. Went up 30 cents in a week's time.
That ain't good at all. I wish Shane, who I was talking to yesterday, I think he'd already dropped off by that time. I was replaced a couple of sockets. I'd misplaced over the years. Of course, I bought all my stuff 40 years ago or longer. I had no idea how expensive the good stuff was now.
It's definitely a sticker shock for something like that.
I got a quarter-inch drive set I bought years and years ago, and I don't have a half-inch drive. I've got 3 inches and a quarter, 8 1/4, more to do anything, I guess, with various things. I think it might have been a 5/16 I was looking to replace, and I said, good gracious, wow, that's probably more than I paid for the whole set back in the 70s.
And it ain't getting no better, let's put it that way. It's amazing how much things have skyrocketed in the last 2 years. Let alone since I've been in the business.
Because it lasts. I've never broken a single wrench or anything that I've owned over the years. I don't do any real heavy work, but I got a lot of use out of them. I always carried a 5/8 3/4 and one other one too. I carried a couple of easily used Mac, back then the Mac and Snap-on were the ones that came around by the mills, and I always had Snap-on stuff, and it wasn't cheap then, but it wasn't nothing. I was talking to somebody, I can't remember where it was, they bought a set of, and I don't remember whether they were either Matco like you sell or some other, higher end brand, but I think he said a set of 11 or 12 wrenches, it was like $1,300 or something like that.
I was going to tell you, we got one set of wrenches. I looked the other day, it's our premium line of wrench. Ratcheting wrench is $1,100.
Right, but they last a lifetime if you take care of them. Like I said, I don't think I've done it. I've lost them. I got some old Protos and SK, back when they were, of course, I don't know whether they're still made in the U.S. now or not. I bought several of those when I worked at a company part-time during the summer between college, and I did, one of these brake presses and punch presses, and I'd have to, the guy that worked there, when he was on vacation, he'd teach me how to set everything up, and I'd have a quarter-inch set in order to do it. And I asked him what to buy. He said, buy SK or Protos. And, of course, I don't think Snap-on was even in the pictures. I'm sure a lot of people used them, but just something you could get commonly available, and they said get a good ratchet and get 12-point sockets, and if you can find them, and he said, they'll be fine. I think I carry those. I still got them, and that's back in the 60s, I guess.
Older SK stuff and Proto stuff, that's some good stuff. I have some of it in my toolbox that I bought in the late 90s, and it was still made in the USA then. It's good stuff, but not anymore. It's like everything else, gone overseas.
Screwdriver sets, bit sets, you know, to use for electronics. I bought a couple of sets of those, one to give it to my brother-in-law, one that I kept, still got all the torque stuff and, you know, that sort of thing. Went to about a 40, 45 bit set, and it was about $40 or $50 now, but it's all made in Germany. And the stuff now, they're the same price for iron that's made in China, I think, or Taiwan or somewhere like that.
I don't know, it's a shame what's happened to our country, what we've let happen to our country with that. I don't know. I don't want to get into it. But, Jerry, I am getting ready to pull into the house, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. It's been a long day, and I'm ready to sit down and relax for a little bit. But it was good to talk to you this afternoon, even though it was short. KO4-HX. I'll be clear for 7-3.
Thank you. Jump back, get some rest. Good talking to you. I'll holler at you tomorrow, probably. Take it easy. N4DJC clear.